Hello, Ryan Phelan here with the Epic Phelan Podcast. This week we have with us Natasha Zudina from Flower Aura by Natasha. We talk about life after oil and gas and the types of messages flowers can deliver. Hello, my name is Ryan Phelan, and we have with us today on the Epic Phelan Podcast, Natasha Zudina from Flower Aura by Natasha. Welcome, Natasha.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you for introduction. Happy to be here.
No problem. So, Natasha, tell me a little bit about your business, Flower Aura by Natasha.
We're just approaching 2 years as the company was established, and it's a home-based business, so I run a home-based studio. We do mostly wedding special events, but we also do flowers to go, I call them. So those are your regular flowers that you buy for birthdays or sympathy flowers. Valentine's is coming soon. So yes. Any kind of flowers that you'd like to give to your loved ones and show them you care. We also do workshops. It's quite a bit of the business. It's very popular right now because a lot of people, millennials, they don't want just flowers. They do also want to have an experience.
Okay.
And they do really appreciate an opportunity to actually work with the material. And I have both men and women interested in those kind of activities. And I am coming up with the line of workshops for Valentine's as well, for couples.
Oh, okay. And people can contact you right for that?
Yeah, they can contact me. They can go on our website. It's flowerorabynatasha.com. Also, we are everywhere on social media, Facebook, Instagram as well. So they can see what we have. I do usually use Eventbrite for posting my workshops.
Oh, okay. What got you into flowers? Maybe tell me a little bit about what you did before you were a florist.
It's a tricky question.
Yeah.
So before, I was a project manager in oil and gas. Actually, I have a master's degree in chemical engineering.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, talk about flowers. Actually, I am from Moscow, Russia. I immigrated about 20 years ago. And I came here as a chemical engineer, and I worked in oil and gas for 16 years, basically, and more before in Russia. So when I came here, economy was sort of picking up from the last turn down, and I was lucky because I worked all the time in the booming economy, even though we had some ups and downs, but it was really safe, pretty safe in that industry. However, in 2015, we all know what happened with the oil.
Yes.
And slowly but surely, you know, businesses were closing up one after another. And the company I worked with also got sold out, and we all let go. So I tried to get on board with oil and gas for a couple of years really hard, but it was almost impossible, near to impossible. And I don't know. I figured, you know, if life give you lemons, then maybe you should try and make a lemonade out of it.
Or make flowers.
Or make flowers, yeah. So what I did is that I decided to sort of look inside myself and see maybe I cannot get back on the job because my life, my destiny is trying to tell me something. Because lately, as my last few years as I was working, I was unsatisfied. Working for a corporate, working for somebody, I was always telling myself, well, you know, it's not really what I want to do. It doesn't really fill up my cup anymore. I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of that, the politics. I'd like to work for myself, but I didn't know what it would be, right? And so suffering from that, I say suffering because I was really waking up every morning and dragging myself to work.
Yeah, yeah, if there's no passion.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, well, you know, maybe I should just look at something else. But I didn't know what else was. And I did all kinds of things, you know, like put the blank piece of paper in front of me, take a pen, start writing. What can I do? I can do this, I can do that. Everything was related mostly to still what I was doing before, like project management, estimating, scheduling, you know, those kind of things. It was still related to kind of office job, and nothing really strike the nerve inside of me, right? Yes. I was like, yeah, I can do that. And I'm probably good at that, but, right, no soul. And at some point, I felt really stuck. And I shared it with my friend. And I said, well, you know, this is where I am. And it's so, so frustrating. And she said, you know what? I have a lady who is an energy healer. And maybe she can help you.
Okay.
Well, I'm too practical for that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I was like, really? On the other hand, I'm a woman, and anything magical is very intriguing to me, right?
So, I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes here.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, well, maybe I should go try. So I figured, oh, I'll go try. I called that lady, and she scheduled an appointment. I came to the appointment. And we started doing this magical stuff. She's, you know, moving her hands around my chest and my abdominal and head and all this. And we're chatting as she's doing that. And then she says, so if money wouldn't be an issue, what would you want to do? And, you know, I kid you not. I opened my mouth and I said, I would like to work with flowers.
Oh.
Where inside my head, I'm thinking, at the same moment, I'm thinking, I don't know.
Oh.
So I was as surprised as she was when I said that. Because I was like, what? What?
Yeah.
So she said, uh-huh. So what kind of flowers? She said, do you want a gardening? Or? And I said, no, I want a fresh cut. And she said, okay, well, then that's what you should do. And I was like, but I am, like, engineer. I'm an office worker. Like, I never done any of it. She said, well, this is what your body wants. Think about it.
Yes.
And she kind of encouraged me, and, you know, we had a little chat afterwards. Then I went home, and as I was driving, I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is just, like, some kind of voodoo schmoodoo thing, and I don't think I should be doing that. But as I was thinking and kind of reflecting on that, I realized that I always was passionate about flowers. I always was buying flowers in bunches, making my own arrangement. I would always, like, have a very nice arrangement of fresh flowers at home. I would always go check them out. You know, like when you go into Costco, everybody runs to, you know, get the sampling food. And I go and look at flowers first because that's where I want to be. And I was like, you know, why not take some courses, flower courses? And I went to Montreal. They have some courses there. And when I started taking that, I realized that I do absolutely love it. And not just as I will do it for myself. I was like, I want to make it my career. And really, nobody was that supportive of me in my family. And I think my husband still probes me now and then. He goes like, "Is economy goes back? Are you going to go back?"
Yes.
And I'm like, no.
No?
And he goes like, why? And I'm like, because I like my flowers. And that's kind of how it started, how I ended up doing that. And I started first very small, just with my friends and family. But you know, when you're in the right path, the proper doors start to open, proper people come into your life.
Absolutely.
They almost take you by the hand and lead you to places where you are able to get the new knowledge, where you're able to develop. And the doors are just opening for me. The more I do that, the more doors are opening, where oil and gas doors are closed. And I have to be real silly not to take an advantage. So there we are. 2 years going strong.
Okay, that's perfect. That's quite the adventure that you made. And I really like that, how through, like, some alternative medicine or healing that you, and especially because I myself, I can be quite the skeptic, right? But to have it being like a moving experience where you really discover, like, your true passion without you even knowing consciously what it was. That's a great story. So we have Valentine's Day coming up, and this is something that I hate to say stereotypical guy, because it's just, let's just face it, I'm flawed when it comes to being prepared for my own events. Mm-hmm. is there a service that maybe you offer, or, you know, so somebody like me where I have, you know, maybe my mother, girlfriend, wife.
Wife and girlfriend?
I don't have a wife.
Just a girlfriend.
But hey, you never know. You got a lot of flowers that you got to give out through the year. Where you can, like, maybe pre-schedule these things so I seem like I'm prepared and a lot more thoughtful than what I really am.
Yes, yes. I do have a plan for a cold good husband.
Yeah.
So for men, just like you described, who are very busy, right? And they are so consumed with running a business and taking care of business and making sure their loved ones are taken care of, right?
Yes.
That they sometimes realize that there's a birthday or anniversary or a holiday approaching and they really haven't thought about, you know, sending flowers to their loved ones or maybe a gift basket, right?
Yeah.
So for those kind of situations, we have a plan where we will meet with the gentleman. Usually it's men, gentlemen.
Yeah. And so usually it's men and sometimes they're gentlemen.
And sometimes they're gentlemen. Yeah, exactly. You said that.
Yeah, that's on me.
And we go through his schedule, right? And we look at when is the birthday of his mom, of his wife or girlfriend, of the children sometimes, right? Because there might be some children that are already teenagers or older,
yep.
Right? That also could be part of this. And we look at all the holidays and all the anniversaries and all the dates that are important for that family. And we would create a schedule. So we would discuss the favorite flowers, the favorite colors, the allergies, because sometimes people have allergy and they don't want certain flowers in there. Some people prefer potted plants. Some people prefer gift baskets. So all kind of those details we would discuss. And then we put that all in the computer. And a week before the scheduled date, we will remind you that this is coming up and if you want to proceed with the gifting.
Okay, yeah.
So if we get an okay, right, we get your credit card information, we'll charge your credit card and we'll deliver the product to your loved ones without you, you know, making any extra moves about it.
Nice.
Yeah, so then you come home and the wife goes like, oh, honey, you're so thoughtful. Those flowers are so beautiful. Just don't say what flowers, right?
Yeah, well, that's good that you sent out the reminder, too, because I'd be like, which flowers are those? Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we have that. And we also have a plan for, we call it Flower Lover. It's for 10 weeks or 5 weeks or actually however more weeks you want. The longer the plan, the more discount the person can receive. That's a differentiator. So that is that when people really like flowers or they have, for example, a business where they have clients or vendors or somebody, or even I have somebody who has a spa. And every week they would like to have a fresh flowers in their reception.
Oh, yeah.
So they sign up with me for a plan. And every week I deliver a fresh bouquet to their reception or to the person, to the address. It could be 10 different addresses. And the value is agreed between us, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to spend $50, or you want to spend $100, or you want to spend $1 million, I'll take that too.
Take that too? Nice. Those are some good flowers.
Some good flowers, yeah.
Right on. With Valentine's Day coming up, and this is just because I admittedly know very little about flowers,
mm-hmm.
The different colored roses and the different things that you can do, like I've seen things where they have like writing on roses and...
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen writing.
Oh, you haven't seen the writing, but are where they have like more like, might be like a white rose with like a blue kind of portion on it or...
Yeah, they do have now rainbow roses.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's more related to how open is society now to the different sexualities,
and
right?
Like so LGBTQ.
So they're celebrating that with the rainbow roses.
Oh, okay, that's right.
There's also blue roses. Those are tinted as well.
Oh, okay.
Right, so it's not a natural color. The rose doesn't come in blue. However, the most popular color, of course, for Valentine's is red,
yes,
right? Because actually every flower has a meaning, and that's why I brought those books here, because I figured maybe we'll have a little minute.
Oh,
and
we
can chat a little bit about that. But all the flowers have meaning, and it's very interesting that you can actually send a message with flowers. And it was very popular in Victorian times,
okay,
where people would send a bouquet with certain flowers because they didn't have cell phones, right? They couldn't text you.
Yes.
So they would send you a bouquet, and the bouquet will tell you the message. So roses were a symbol of love. That's why maybe we forgot that old culture about sending messages with flowers, but we do remember that rose means love, right?
Yes, yeah, that's the obvious one. Okay, tell me some of these other messages that we could be sending with flowers.
For example, one of the very interesting ones that I kind of stayed with me when I read about it was about tulips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the tulip also means like first love.
Oh.
So if you're sending a girl a bouquet of tulips, you're basically telling her that you are in love with her, right?
Ooh.
And it probably shouldn't be your wife, right? I mean, like,
it's somebody
that you haven't opened up yet.
Yeah.
Right?
Someone new.
Someone new in life. So the story behind the tulip, it's actually Persian flower. And the young man, his name was Farhad, he fell in love with a young girl, and he came to her and opened up about his love, and she said no. And he was so devastated.
Poor Farhad.
Yeah, poor Farhad, with a broken heart, and he went into the desert to die. And as he was walking in the desert under the sun, he was crying. And the place where his tears hit the sand, the tulip grew. So that's kind of the story. I think he died. He didn't survive.
So he should have set up with somebody a delivery system to get these flowers.
Yeah. Actually, it's interesting about tulips because most people think they originated in Turkey, but they originated in Persia.
Okay.
And Turks started to develop and cultivate them because they really like the bud, as it looks like a turban.
No. Oh, okay.
And the tulip became the symbol in Turkey, and it's on their like national.
What's the national flower?
So, and it was imported to Holland first from Constantinople, imported in 1550 or something like that. This is when they first brought those flowers into Holland, and then Holland took it over and started to, you know, grow them, thinking that that would be a big hit.
Yeah. So it was more than just the wooden shoes in Holland. It's also the tulips.
Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't like somebody, what could I send them? Like, other than poison ivy. I mean, it's like, there you go.
Actually, a really strange one would be a hemlock.
Oh.
If you send somebody hemlock, that means you're telling this person, no, I don't want you, and I don't want to ever see you.
Oh.
Okay. That's the meaning of hemlock, but it's not a flower. It's like a greenery, right? Evergreenery. The interesting story would be about thistle, cotton thistle.
Okay.
It's actually the national Scottish flower,
yes,
right? And when I have weddings that are related to Scottish heritage, they always ask for a thistle to be part of the arrangements and bouquets and boutonnieres, especially for men. But the interesting story about that is that, so the common white cotton thistle or Scotch thistle is a plant of Eurasian origin. According to Scotch legend, the Norsemen invaded Scotland during the reign of Malcolm I, the Beleaguered Staines Castle. One night, the Norsemen took off their foot gear to wade the moat, only to find it dry and filled with cotton thistles. Their painful yells and curses roused the garrison, and the Norsemen were soundly defeated. In memory of this victory, the thistle became the flower emblem of Scotland. In 1687, James VII founded the most noble and most ancient order of the Thistle of Scotland, also called the Order of St. Anthony.
a great flower for the Scottish and also a Viking deterrent. is the thistle.
Yeah.
I'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah. So in Russian culture, thistle is a great protector. So if you have like a bad neighbor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you think that neighbor is jinxing your crops or whatever, so you plant thistle that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it will protect your...
protect the crops.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, I mean, it's all kind of voodoo schmoodoo, right?
Voodoo schmoodoo.
Yeah. But it gives some meaning to it, and I do really would like to look more into that. And maybe for some clients that would want to send a special message, right, I could offer a certain service, like including the message or a flower that would send a message. For example, I notice a lot of girls asking for peonies as their wedding flower in their wedding bouquets. Peony, besides it being so beautiful and fragrant, it also means I wish you a very good marriage and the wealthiest life together.
Oh, wow.
So subconsciously, we choose those flowers.
Yes.
Right? Unfortunately, if you want to have peonies in your wedding bouquet, you have to get married late May, June, or in November, because that's when they come from Holland. They bring some new sort of... But it's only for a couple of weeks, and then they go on again until the late May.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, time of year. That's another thing that's like really important to look at with, especially if you're looking to get married and you have a certain flower that you want to have at your event, whatever it may be. Yeah, to take into consideration, right? Because that flower just may not be available, or it might cost you a small fortune to bring them in if they're not normally available at that time.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
That's right. Actually, the other flower that was very popular for some reason, anemone. And I think it's because it looks really nice. It looks like a poppy, right?
Okay.
But it comes in all different colors. There's light pink and white and red and blue and purple. So they're very pretty. However, the flower itself, it's a Greek origin for this flower.
Yeah.
And it grows in spring in Greek, just like, you know, on the fields.
Oh, okay.
And usually it opens up when the wind blows. The gentle spring wind blows.
Oh, okay.
It opens up, the flowers open up. And that's their name, anemone, because it means wind.
Oh.
But in the meaning of the flower, it's the not lasting love. Love that doesn't last long.
Oh, yeah, like a summer lovin'.
Yeah. Vacation love.
Vacation love.
So that wouldn't be a good flower to put in a wedding bouquet, I would think.
No, probably not. Probably not. Oh, right on. So because we are coming up on Valentine's Day, people need to get a hold of you.
Yes.
Hannah, so,
they do. They do.
So I know you mentioned your website earlier, but what's your website again?
It's flowerorabynatasha.com. It's one word.
Okay. And if they wanted to give you a call, they can reach you at?
At 403-836-5230.
Perfect. And when should they be booking their orders for Valentine's?
Well, if we're talking at the end of January, they probably should already book.
Yep.
Because flowers are very in high demand during that time, and they do come up in price, unfortunately, especially red roses, because roses, as we talked about, means love, and the red rose mean passionate love, like I love you with all my passion. That's what it means.
Yeah.
And most men would like to give their ladies red roses, so everybody knows about that, and they jack up the pricing. So that's why we would like to book in advance to make sure that we do have those precious flowers for you and there's no disappointments. So the sooner you place the order, the better.
Okay, that totally makes sense. What about number of flowers? Is there any significance to that? Like,
you know, that's actually a really good question.
Dozen roses is like, it's like... No?
Well, it depends how big is your wallet, right? It's really weird because in my culture, in Russian culture, we do not give even number, right? So there's no 6 roses or 12 roses or 24 roses. That is unheard of. So you have to give an even number. So it's 7 roses or 11 roses.
13 roses.
Well, 13 is not a good number. It's the same as here. It's weird. When I worked in the floral store, the lady took an order on the phone, and then she turned around and she said, "There's this guy. He wants 7 roses. How weird is that?" And I said, "He's Russian." She goes like, "Why?" I said, "What's his name?" And she says, "Mikhail something, Pavlov." And I was like, "That's it. Told you." Because, yeah.
Yeah, it's an odd number is a thing there. And that's actually something that's good to have and good to know as a florist, is the different cultures and what somebody might like and what could be even offensive to somebody, right?
Exactly. So, for example, in some cultures, they consider calla lilies as the flower of mourning.
Oh, okay.
So they would never include them into the wedding arrangements, right?
Yes.
In Japanese culture, a white color considered to be a color of mourning.
Yep.
So if your girlfriend is Japanese, don't give her white flowers.
Don't give her, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Those are kind of things that you need to know, right?
Okay, well, perfect. Well, now I am prepared.
Uh-huh. I'm
prepared for a couple weeks from now, and I'll be giving you a call for sure.
Well, I will be giving you a call, too.
Oh, there's a reminder.
Right, yeah, on. There you go.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and you know what? You're definitely welcome back anytime. And until next time, Natasha, stay epic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Epic Phelan. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe and give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real Ryan Phelan, and visit my website at thecalgaryrealestateguy.com. Until next time, stay epic.